federal government this week is sending out 126,000 tickets to work to Wisconsin residents currently receiving SSI and SSDI benefits. Workforce Development spokesperson Rachel Bittner says it's a good way to help the disabled obtain employment or vocational rehabilitation because incentives, including health benefits, will be maintained during the transition. But if the program works as it did during a pilot in Oklahoma, Bittner says 12,600 people will be seeking employment services. She says that will put a strain on the state, which recently got rid of waiting lists for the most severely disabled people they serve. Bittner says the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation is currently over capacity, and since it must serve the most severely disabled first, higher costs are involved.
The only thing that we worry about is there will be people who are anxious to get a job, anxious to receive services, and if we get an influx of too many people at once, that they'll have to go on a waiting list before they can receive services.
Bittner says people receiving the tickets may use some other state employment networks approved by the federal government. She says some may not have the broad services offered by the DVR.
Some of them may be an internet-based company who will provide resume services. Some may be specialized services for, you know, depending on somebody's disability, where DVR services are comprehensive.
The state unsuccessfully asked the federal government to either fund the program up front or slow the pace of Ticket to Work's distribution. The federal government pays for services after a recipient has been employed for a specific length of time, but not until then. Bittner says the Department of Workforce Development is publicizing the problem so people aren't surprised if they end up on a waiting list. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.